John chapter 5. After this there was a feast of the Jews, and Yeshua went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethsaida, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of weak folk, of blind, lame, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. When Yeshua saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said to him, "Will you be made whole?" The weak man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Yeshua said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then asked they him, "What man is that which said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" And he that was healed knew not who it was, for Yeshua had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Yeshua found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing comes unto you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Yeshua which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Yeshua and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Yeshua answered them, "My Father works till now, and I work." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Yeshua and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever things he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and revives them, even so the Son revives whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honour the Son, even as they honour the Father. He that honours not the Son, honours not the Father which has sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good to the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You sent to John, and he bore witness to the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say, that you might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself which has sent me has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honour from men, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, which receive honour one of another, and seek not the honour that comes from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? John chapter 6. After these things, Yeshua went over the Sea of Galilee, which is in the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Yeshua went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Yeshua then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come to him, he said to Philip, "From where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Yeshua said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Yeshua took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they desired. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above to them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Yeshua did, said, "This is of a truth the prophet that should come into the world." When Yeshua therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when evening had now come, his disciples went down to the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Yeshua had not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they saw Yeshua walking on the sea and drawing near to the ship, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, be not afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Yeshua went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples had gone away alone. However, there came other boats from Tiberias near to the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Yeshua was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Yeshua. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when came you here? Yeshua answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labour not for the food which perishes, but for the meat which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give to you, for him has God the Father sealed. Then said they to him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Yeshua answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore to him, What sign show you then that we may see and believe you? What do you work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Yeshua said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then said they to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Yeshua said to them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Yeshua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Yeshua therefore answered and said to them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me unless the Father which has sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God Yahweh. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father comes to me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live for ever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Yeshua said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Yeshua knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, Does this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Yeshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I to you, that no man can come to me, except it were given to him by my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Yeshua to the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that you are that Messiah, the Son of the living God. Yeshua answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. John chapter 7. After these things Yeshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brothers therefore said to him, depart away and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you do. For there is no man that does anything in secret, and he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. For neither did his brothers believe in him. Then Yeshua said to them, my time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go you up to this feast? I go not up yet to this feast, for my time is not yet fully come. When he had said these words to them, he stayed still in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up, then went he also up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, he is a good man, others said, no, but he deceives the people. However, no man spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the middle of the feast Yeshua went up into the temple and taught, and the Jews marvelled, saying, how knows this man letters, having never learned? Yeshua answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it is of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaks of himself seeks his own glory, but he that seeks his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keeps the law? Why go you about to kill me? The people answered and said, you have a devil who goes about to kill you. Yeshua answered and said to them, I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave to you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And you on the Sabbath day circumcise a man? If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me, because I have made a man completely whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But see, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Messiah? However, we know this man from where he is, but when the Messiah comes, no man knows from where he is. Then cried Yeshua in the temple as he taught, saying, you both know me, and you know from where I am, and I have not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said, when the Messiah comes, will he do more miracles than these which this man has done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Yeshua to them, yet a little while am I with you, and then I go to him that sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, there you cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, Where will he go that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this, that he said, you shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, there you cannot come? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spoke he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Yeshua was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Messiah. But some said, shall the Messiah come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah comes of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to him, why have you not brought him? The officers answered, never has a man spoke like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knows not the law are cursed. Nicodemus said to them, he that came to Yeshua by night being one of them, does our law judge any man before it hears him and know what he does? They answered and said to him, are you also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet. And every man went to his own house.